bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after ya done. Then I hop to my bitch to make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after ya done. Then I hop to my bitch to make a quick run.
I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than a motherfucker with the gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton Street. P. This shit got deep and it was down. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat. I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with a white bitch doing the shit she do. Sucking on a dick just to get a fuck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing, cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the street, she found herself choked. So now she taking me to coke. It's real conversations for your ass. So recognize and pass the day.
Now as I'm rolling with my nigga Dre in Eastwood. Fucking hoes clocking dough up to no good. We flip-flop and serve hoes like flapjack.
But we don't let them hoes.
Bitch, and it's like that. This is what you look for in a hoe who got cash flow. You run up in them hoes and grab the cash and get your dash on. While you're dealing with your homies and shit. And how my niggas kick the anthem like this.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Mixed on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after ya done. Then I hop in my bitch to make a quick run.
To the stove to get me a photo. Snoop Doggy Dog page, it must mean mo-ho. So I head down the street to Long Beach just so I can meet a freak to lick me from my head to my feet. And I'm here now, I'm ready to be done up. Nothing but homies around, so I put my gun up. Bitches on my neck like clothes. But I'm from the pound and we don't love them hoes. How could you trust a hoe? Cause a hoe's a trick, I don't love them trick. Cause a trick's a bitch and my dick constantly in the mail. Turning them trick assholes the fuck out now.
I once had a bitch named Manny Mae. Used to be all in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the pearl tongue. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good. But I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoop Eastwood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got dappled by one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I get released on a hot sunny day. My nigga D.O.C. and my homie Dr. Dre. Scoop in a coop, Snoop, we got news. Your girl was tricking while you was draping your county blues. I ain't been out a second, and already gotta do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the block cause we groove up the block. See my girl's house, Drake, pass the Glock, kicking the dough. I look on the floor, it's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. Yo, I uncock my shit. I'm hard broke but I'm still low, man, fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Licked on these nuts and sucks the dick. Get the fuck out after ya done. Then I hop in my bitch to make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Licked on these nuts and sucks the dick. Get the fuck out after ya done. Then I hop in my bitch to make a quick run.
Bitches ain't shit.
Watch you fall slowly.
nothing to explain.
I'm a black beetle, cream seat in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a beer to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous. Like clockwork, I blow it off, then get some more. Get you somebody that can do both. Black beetle's got the face, belly rolling. She thinks she love me, I think she trolling. That girl is a real proud beast. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old beast. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Came in with two girls, look like strippers in their real clothes. A broke, only point me to a rich hoe. A yellow, green hair, real weirdo. Black man, yellow lamb, red like dope. They say they who on them just came in through the side though. It's so much money on the floor, we buying school clothes. Why you bring a money machine to the club for? And a pint of lean, pound of, then a keto. I, you're a stealth pest, I hate her like a rondo. I upgrade your baby mama to a condo. Like Chapo serving yayo to the gringos. Black beetle club clothes when I say so.
That girl is a real proud beast. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old beast. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee. Like a work of art, baby. Don't fuck with me, I'll break your heart, baby. I'll break your heart, baby.
Swerving that whip out of cop in it. Woo. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What?
What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate.
Uh-huh.
I just went and gave my mama 100.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth, bless you hearing me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found it, I flipped that.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They did.
No, I'm stiff on the bitch and she dick. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me.
Bitch.
This rich nigga dick, it ain't free. She be throwing that at, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it. She like, ha. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving, that whip had a cop in it. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow?
I thought you never asked.
Niggas ain't fucking with me and ain't rapping about, what the fuck they be rapping about, what they look scary at. But to each his own, nigga. If you like it, I love it, no big. That boy say he get money. Oh really? How much they just cut you a check for? $1 million. I'm going back to Cali like Big.
Go back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke.
They told me to come work on my album. I'm trying to go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My little bitch act like Megan Thee Stallion. She ghetto and nasty. She driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All this shit that they making be boring. Give me something to bop while I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy. Fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli. I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot nigga.
I'm hot.
Like this shit for like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know. The ones that go to work by day, then, you know, dance in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with
okay,
some bop in
it.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot.
Okay.
All right. So
he says, "Y'all up? Let's go." But we have spoken. Somehow we got to a spot. Now we're back.
YouTube as well as Twitter. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Y'all know how I like to do before I get started, you know, just kind of paying homage and giving the shout outs. And today I didn't have like a long list of shout outs that I was wanted to do, but the main one and the biggest one that I want to give, you know what? And I don't do this. I don't know why I do this. Shame on me. Let's give a shout out to the Most High. Let's give a shout out to the Spirit. Let's give a shout out to God Almighty. Let's give a shout out to Allah. Let's give a shout out to God Almighty, the Most High. Let's give a shout out to Spirit that commands the universe to line up for our benefit. Let's give a shout out. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to be back in here with you all. Thank you so much for allowing me to continue to do my show. So shout out to the Most High. And then also, I want to actually get into the TikTok videos. Are we ready for that?
Really, Maddie? Really, baby?
Oh my God, I'm so missing my hand flat. Yeah, you know, so you know, that's just a little girl told me that like it's in her pure essence. I mean, that was just so weird. Sometimes I don't want to listen to him either. What do you think about that, Xavier? Sometimes we don't want to listen to y'all. Not even daddy.
Anali, like you guys are doing so, like women in society. If anything, we need to be Liz when it comes to a lot of things, mental health, emotional well-being. So she's absolutely right. And I'm so glad at such a young age to say, you know what? And you know what? Girl, you shouldn't have, right? Action speaks so much louder, less talking and more showing, in my opinion.
Right, right. Okay, so you agree. That's good. I like it when y'all agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens on occasion.
Yeah. All right, so what we got next?
Absolutely no reason you need to keep identifying with the past. If you disagree,
on your end, your brother said you sound like you're far from the mic on the radio. Or
I don't know what
it is. Sound like she's far from the mic on the radio. So we gotta, let's turn her up. I'll just say here.
The thoughts are no longer personal because you are not the past. You are simply the awareness of what is here and now. How's it feel? Kind of freeing. Huh? Maybe you even feel a little bit lighter? Well, that's because this is what you are. You are not the past. You are simply.
You have a video you can play and get it can change over.
Am I back on?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know what, you guys? When transition happens, it's not that easy. It's not that easy for transition to happen. So right now we're kind of going through this transition phase. So a few technical difficulties, but we're gonna do this show for y'all. 2020 vision will be done. Okay. So give us a few seconds. Xavier, I think we need to switch you back to what you were on in the beginning, if you can do that. Can you show another video?
Yes.
One of those TikTok videos for the people.
When a feminine woman is in discomfort for too long.
Xavier.
No, we can't talk to him because we're on the video. You need to call him.
Even though he's in the green room, we can't say nothing to him in the back.
No, because the mic's muted. The mic get muted when a video shows.
And he has his notifications turned off. Yep. That was word. I like it when it says, we're going to deal with all of these conversations we're going to deal with, so that's why I chose these particular TikTok videos today because we're going to deal with a lot of these subject matters. And I like what the young man said. He said that when a woman switches to her masculine, you wonder why a feminine woman switches to her masculine. It's because she's uncomfortable and she has to protect herself. And feminines cannot thrive or even be comfortable in a toxic environment where she feels like she's constantly having to put her guard up, put her shield up, and protect herself. So that masculine energy starts to come out. And so if you're wondering why your girl, like, you know, your wife or whomever, this masculine energy and all of a sudden you can't get your feminine sweetheart back, it may be because she's uncomfortable and doesn't feel protected. So that's I really like that message. We're going to get into those conversations with Xavier. He's going to shed some light on it. But as of right now, we got another TikTok video for you guys, and we'll be right back at you.
I got you lying right here. Come here. Can I make that look? Can we get that larger?
Can you do what?
Can I get that larger?
Yeah, your voice sounds good on here. I'm hearing
you. You got to get a bigger right there.
There he is.
Okay. And then on your Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You went live on Facebook?
He should be live.
Look.
It's
my boy here. Maybe he has it on this page and not the other.
We're almost back on.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but I thought you were
being...
He's back on, so.
Who, is David?
Yeah, so when you guys come back, let's
move
back on.
But what about his mic?
Well, we can't check it. I can't check it until we get back on. Nothing can be done while the video's on.
Okay. You hear what he's done.
He called himself telling on somebody. And he got told on. I like his TikTok videos in Xavier. Can you hear me? Let's see if we got you now. I can hear you. So it's a little bit of a delay, but I would rather deal with the delay than to miss something that you're saying. So let's do it that way. I can be.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my taste before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are. And believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation.
We have some ladies that want to call in and talk to you. So we really want to get into your story. So I'm going to just dive right in. Xavier, please, tell us where you're from.
Absolutely. So originally from Queens, New York, now reside in Richmond, Virginia. Your local dating coach, ready for action.
So when did you get to Virginia? Okay. Was it a family move or? And so I know that you, as I was reading about you, one of the things that you said that stood out to me is that you wanted to go into dating coaching, because of, you know, some of your past relationships and some of the relationships that you've seen, and you kind of wanted to understand things more. So you started, you know, getting into counseling and getting into those things yourself. But I wanted to know, what made you decide that you wanted to take such a feat on as helping people with their relationships, with the dynamic of a relationship? Like, what compelled you to say, look, I understand this, and I'm ready to give, to dive in and help others understand it as well. Okay. All right. I can understand that. So just to be clear, and you there are still some delay and some cutting out, so I'm just going to be probably repeating a lot of things that you're saying just for the viewers' sake. But you were saying that if you could help people out, you know, that would be essential to you. That would be phenomenal for you to be able to help people out. And you said you're a fan of love. That's the only type of love that I think should be good. Mm-hmm. The old school love. Mm-hmm. What we were raised on. Yeah. Look at me. Mm. Okay. All right. I can live in that moment forever. So exactly when did you actually start your business? When did you start your company of coaching? Say it one more time. TikTok started. So you just pretty much got online and started talking to the people because this was a passion, and then it catapulted from there. That's it. Mm. See, that's why I tell people, don't sleep on TikTok. Don't sleep on TikTok at all. I mean, careers are built and and cultivated and become very successful on TikTok. So, I mean, you're an example because I think you have like, what, 252,700, something like that, following on TikTok. And so now you said it's doubled?
Hello.
That goes to show you how much of us really need love. Need to understand the principles, the foundation of love, why, and what, where. And, you know, when I was on your live the other day, I recognized that it's a lot of women that tune in with you. Why do you think that is? Yeah, I mean, you're definitely speaking our language. And so I actually want to show the people what you've been doing and what you've been able to accomplish through TikTok. So I put a little, you know, just a little highlight video together for you. We just want to pay homage to what it is that you've been doing for us. Like you said, you doubled in numbers. So obviously a lot of us are paying attention and benefiting from what you've been doing. So first of all, thank you for that. And then second of all, without further ado, let's show the people who Xavier Smith is.
How long is this video?
It should be on.
Yeah, his audio is screaming out.
Well,
we can use a restream. We don't have any issues. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm not
going to switch over. I'm going to cut the show. See, there's all, see here, all this green, that's our connection to him. And it's all 10.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out
what this is
right now because
we're
on air right now. I have people complaining. You know what I mean? I just need something.
Hey, get me to I'm live on your YouTube. Your Facebook, you changed and went to a different page on it. You remember when you changed?
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can get your comments.
Yeah, I'm on the
right.
I'm switching over to the page, but I don't see it on here either. I don't know what's going on.
Let's see, okay.
Yeah,
I'm on your
YouTube, though. Yeah, I don't know why it's not broadcasting to Facebook.
But it is. It's right here. Yeah, I mean, I'm on your...
Thank you. Oh. Yeah, you said that's you.
That's what you
were bringing to the table.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. You've been dropping knowledge for a while, which is great. Which is great. So now people, you guys...
Apparently, I didn't even realize.
Yes. Now the people see who you are, why you are, and what you do, and what you've been doing for us lately. And, you know, I love your passion. We talked about the passion that you have for it. We talked about why you actually started. Now, in regards to the education, I mean, you were speaking to other counselors about it, but, you know, did you find yourself going through a certain curriculum? What kind of studies did you do to say, hey, you know, I can do this coaching thing? What type of education did you put yourself through in regards to coaching others?
Class that I took in college, amongst like psychology courses and stuff, on the side training, because you have to have a certain amount of hours. I'm a licensed marriage counselor. That's who I work with.
Yeah.
And I learned more about men. I didn't want to go into counseling. I didn't want to be a psychologist. The beginning steps of first place, because in my in the beginning, it's pretty much how you end, right? Mm-hmm. The beginning steps didn't require licensing or anything like that. It's like the deal, but I still went, you know, still got the course of dating coach. It's like, it's either you're a life coach. Like, so I did go through quite a bit of training to get to this point.
Right. So you're saying that it wasn't actually curriculum based on being a dating coach, but you would either be a life coach or health and wealth, maybe, but not
exactly
particular to your
or
passion.
Like, no.
But
they don't have a set curriculum.
Okay, so studying the marriage counselors and the psychology classes, you were able to put together, let's say, your own program.
Yeah, I took all the information that I've been given and dating fields, and that was where I was able to nail this.
Okay. I get it. I understand it. I totally understand it. Okay, so before we start taking callers, because there is some people that I'm sure want to talk to you and ask some questions, but I don't know. I have a baby question. and for a woman, right? I can't ask in general for a man. You know, I'm going to say for a woman. That's just getting.
Let's go.
Okay. Just getting back here, out here in the dating world, and this world has changed so much, not just the pandemic, but basically since I've been in the dating world, which has been about 15 years, a person like myself that's accustomed to being a wife and a nourisher, you know, a caregiver, someone that's accustomed to doing acts of service, you know, being that, you know, pampers and comfort my mate, but now I'm out here in these like murky waters, right? I'm out here in these like where there's all these sharks, right? And I'm still, you know, I still have the mentality of a wife, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like this bad girl out here slaying demons or whatever, you know what I mean? So, I, you know, I'm not out here slaying dragons, but I think I'm ready to be out here again after 15 years. A woman like myself
what would be not just the advice, but what would be some of the precautions? What would be some of the things, you know, things that I should be cautious about? And I guess how do I attract someone that is, I don't know, more serious than game players? You know, I guess that's probably the question. If I know.
This might be a little bit long-winded.
Okay. I'm here for it. Now take your time because you, like, literally I'm hearing every other sentence or every other word. So what you can do is say the sentence and then let it resonate for a second before you speak again.
Okay. It's going to be like...
You got to get it done.
Perfect. No, this is perfect. Okay. So for how long again?
I've been out of the dating world for 15 years, and I've been back in it. I guess I would say I'm just now getting back in it. Now, I've been single for a year and a half, but I haven't been dating, so I'm getting back into the dating pool. So, yeah.
So, is your you didn't hear that?
No. Say it again.
I was saying, is your goal to be married again?
No. And see, that's the problem. You don't get with me. I'm just going to be real honest. It might have been more politically correct for me to say yeah, but no. Mm-mm. Not right now. I hate this. Not right now. I know. I heard you. That's
okay.
You
okay.
So you should date to be married. I get that, but yeah, I'm real.
Not be married. I say that for the people who want to be married. But everybody, it's important to know that first, right? Like, if you met the right guy from now till the next 6 months to a year, would you consider marriage?
See, I don't know.
Because
I don't know. Okay, so we're dating for, like, couple years or whatever. And I don't know. I mean, like, if I'm spending that type of time with you, like 2 years or whatever with you, of course I can't just be like wasting anybody's time. So I don't want to do that either. I don't want to be that person either. However, my answer to that question right now is we can go to Africa and jump a broom. I don't even wear your ring and you can talk myself by your last name. I just don't know about the paperwork. I don't know about the contract. The contract is bogus. It's like you're going to be interested in this based on love and based on if you're going to like this person in the next however many years before you start liking that person. And then when you guys don't like each other anymore and can't agree anymore, now you're at war because you got to get out of this contract that you made with the state and the government. Right? And so. I'm a little indifferent about the paperwork. As far as being a wife, being, you know, monogamous and being, you know, acting like a wife and being, you know, being a partner to my partner, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the act of being married. I have a problem with the contractual.
So the government.
If you were to do enter into a business contract, like for like someone wanted to say give you a publishing deal for your books or whatever, and if they based it on if this contract read that you have to like me or we have to like each other for the next 5 years while we're distributing your book, you know, or else everything is null and void, you wouldn't sign it.
Well, I guess it depends on the person, right? Like, if I first, then I would see how that works. So I'm not, but here's the thing. Everybody's different. I can hear it, like,
talking after me. So yes, if we a little
So the echo on his end is just on his end, see?
Okay.
I don't need that.
Okay, no worries. We got it.
But you were saying it depends
and
on the
I person. Would and I want I with my best friend.
Right.
And I don't like my best friend every day. I don't love my best friend and best friends regardless. I have 100% trust, literally the most realistic relationship. I know them in a natural form for years. That's not to say everybody's going to have that, though.
I get it. So your advice to me.
Mr. Best
friend. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, I need some teddy bears and some hearts up here and some rainbows and some unicorns. That was so sweet. I love that. Okay. You know what? I can even, there's nothing I can say to rebut that. Find your best friend. Yes, and yes. I think so. I agree. What, do we have any chatters ready?
We don't, not here. Not on YouTube. Do you have anyone on?
So you guys can see them on Facebook. That's okay. You guys, if you're chatting on Facebook, definitely keep them coming. You know, we're doing something a little different today, so we're trying to get everything together, but keep them coming if you are chatting on Facebook with us. Do you have any callers? Do you have any callers waiting on the line?
Yes, we do have.
Yes.
Right now we have Nefertiri on the line.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this is the Facebook or
the
YouTube
Facebook. Do y'all want me to bring that in now or?
I can put the chat in on Facebook. Kenny Harris, hey girl, hey, hi. Are you listening to the news today? Are you listening to the dating folks today? Call in and ask me questions. Devon Gardner, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Hey girl, BB from Champagne. Hey girl. And then who else? Golden Girl said good vibe. Okay, so the callers, are they online? You said who's online?
Yes. We have Nefertiri on the line.
Who's the first caller?
Nefertiri.
Hey Nef.
Hold on, let me bring her in. There she is.
Hello.
So I may have to ask the question again for you, baby, to hear just in case you can't hear correctly, but whatever they ask, I'll ask you.
Can you hear me?
And Golden Girl, she's on Facebook.
Golden Girl is on YouTube, so she's got a question.
Yeah, they all got questions.
We can hear you.
If you're not on your TikTok live, so therefore you have a moment to think. They don't give you a moment to breathe. I've been on your live. Maybe she knows something that you do have a moment. And if you don't do that answer right back, you get a little hot. Meanwhile, while we're waiting for Nef to come in,
Nef, you can hear me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you can. What's your question?
Okay. Oh, my question. Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if y'all could hear me. All right.
Where would be some good places to meet some quality men? I am so back. You want to tune it in? You guys can hear the beat. Rodriguez. Thank you for tuning in. And then, let's see.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Another question I had was the five. Huh?
You said whatever it takes to meet quality.
Yeah, quality men.
Necessary.
And then another one.
To meet quality men.
All right. So yes. Our first caller is necessary. She says, "What are good places to meet quality men?"
Quality is per the person. What is quality to you? What do your standards look like? Figure out some interest, right? Because I'm not just going to be any old place, right? So
yeah.
A gamer, you would go to a bar, places like that. If you're into a fine wine, common interests and what mixing off that, think of that first, what's important to you, what can go to places that represent that. And that's where you...
Okay, so just in case you didn't get all that, Nav, she said, first of all, the quality starts with you. Going to where you have, where you're interested in, going to, you know, something like-minded interest, but first you have to be interested in it to even go. So he could give an example. If you're not looking for a player or going to a bar, it's probably not going to, you know, get you where you're trying to go. But whatever the interest, you like to bowl, and chances are you'll meet someone there that likes to bowl as well. If you like fine wine, as you stated, then go to a restaurant that serves fine wine, or a winery, or a distillery that serves fine wine, and meet someone that chances are you'll meet someone, a strong chance you're going to meet someone that also enjoys fine wine. So just self-interest is what you say be true to yourself, and will then attract those people of like mind and spirit and all those things. And then we more on this now. So, did you hear me, Dad?
Yes.
You heard me. Okay. So, is this a thing we're not going to be able to get a call you?
She's actually in my ear. I don't know why she's there.
Yeah, I can hear.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you, Matt.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear them. They just kind of sound far away a little bit. But I do have another question.
Okay. And so, while we're going through that, let's see who else is online with us. I know the girl is going to come in. I know she has a question. Cammy, do you have a question? Because in a minute, we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency. We're going to switch gears here in a minute. So ladies, get it in while he's in the mood to talk about love. But you know you can't separate a man and his money. You can't come between that. So if you get on the money, his mind is definitely going to be on the money, which is what our mind is on, too. Now, that got something to do with love. What'd you say, Xavier? Romance without finance is a new thing. Right.
Is she moving on?
I think I hear Neff now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear her.
Okay,
hear her. So we'll bring the other caller in. Want to hear.
So I think Napateri
okay.
had another question.
Right.
I just asked her when she told her about being on the line.
Okay. My God. You know, we're going to do this again. you're going to have to sign off and come in studio. You're going to have to definitely fly out to LA and come in studio. I mean, they, yeah.
But yeah, I did have another question.
You heard that, baby? It looks like you heard that. You heard it? He can hear you, Jeff.
Yes. Okay. We are in it. Okay. So another question.
What we want to do?
It's. I mean, it's showing that. Where's it coming from? Where's the?
Okay. So now, go ahead and ask the question. I think maybe you can hear you. If not, I'll do a repeat thing again.
Okay, that's fine. What are five different types of men that we should stay away from? If you're looking for a good man that, you know, has his things together, what are five different types of men that we should avoid to get to that man that we want?
Okay, now she's done. I heard everything you said up until you said, what are the five...
Oh, can you hear me better?
You heard her better than me, Xavier. You said five different types of men that we should stay away from?
Yeah.
Okay. You're on, baby. Come on, talk about it.
Yeah, I actually can't hear.
All right. She heard you.
No, I can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear.
Yeah, I can't. I can hear you, but I can't.
I'll repeat it after you get done. I'm on number four. What's number five? And I'll repeat everything. Okay, so the undercover, I heard that part, and he's expecting you to do something for him, but there was another part I didn't hear. The undercover what? Okay, undercover nice guy. All right. Okay, so, Neff, he said the number one is a selfish man. You don't need a selfish man, huh?
That one spoke to my soul.
You know, the other man that's always talking about what, you know, what can you offer him? You know those ones that running rampant on these podcasts lately talking about what you bring to the table.
What do you bring to the table?
Right. So that guy. The misogynist, you know, that guy. A man that's not kind or patient. Someone that doesn't, you know, have empathy or, you know, kind or patient with you as a woman, which is also translates into the narcissist. The undercover, the undercover nice guy. Because he's just doing it, you know, like a... I have male friends that always says this phrase. It's the overplay for the underlay. Like I had one friend that bought his wife a gold chain, and it had like my queen Nefertiti on it, as a matter of fact. And he went out of his way to get it for her and to make sure that I was able to help get it for her. But he always complains about her, always. And I'm like, every other day it sounds like you're about to get a divorce, the way you complain about your wife. How do you complain when you need to go grab this necklace? And he said, that's the overplay for the underlay. So the overplay for the underlay, the way I took that, and Xavier, you can chime in on this, is that pretty much he's pretending, you know, to be nice. He's saying that he's doing that so that he can, you know, do the other things that he wants to do behind closed doors when she's not looking and things of that nature to catch her off guard. And so that's how I think he's an undercover nice guy. David, do you want to expound on that? So Matt, did you hear that he was saying that it's more so motivated on what he wants from you?
Okay.
So the maybe small acts of service or the small gifts or things that he's doing, he's typically doing it because he knows that this is the way that he can get what he wants out of you. And is it correct to say that as soon as you start getting those things, you'll see the other things fall back?
Okay. Is that the same type of man? I'm sorry if he's talking. I can't hear him.
It's hard to repeat exactly what he's saying. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It's a bait and switch. That's what it is. That's what I can say. You understand what a bait and switch is?
Yeah. Is that also the same type of man that will basically, if he doesn't get what he wants, the nice actions stop on top of him showing his true colors, who he is underneath that mask? Like, he might start treating you horribly or just saying different things, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like a narcissist, but go ahead. Can you stop overcompensating? Then you go into your natural giving self to give. So what you start seeing is this frustration when you stop, like, you know, doing, you know, stop getting the things that he's yielding from you, you'll see his frustration comes out because, you know, he was overcompensating to get what he wanted to get from you. And so the frustration that you see is him realizing that it's not working anymore. There's a version of you, and if he's not getting that full thing, he's going to, I didn't hear the last part, Vivian. You're going to see his other side, the other version of himself. As long as you overcompensate, or as long as you, when you're not doing what he's trying to say yield from you, when you're not doing those things, you'll see the other version of this person, of this man, or this person. Oh, he wants the overcompensating version of you. Bam. Okay. We got it.
Okay.
We made it. We did it. you know, fortunately, you know, remember I was telling you, Vigor, there's a lot of multi-dimensional people that comes on the show that I get a chance to interview different levels of different people. And so the fortunate thing is we also have a relationship coach sitting in here with us. So I wanted him to just chime in on what we were just discussing right then in regards to the five different types of men as a young woman, yeah, but she's a young lady, is out there trying to date, and I believe that she's dating to one day be married.
Okay.
Am I right, Neff?
Yeah.
So she's dating to be married one day, and she's young lady, pretty, you know, young lady, early 20s, and she just wants to know what the five type of men that she should be experiencing.
Well, I think experience becomes the best teacher for all. we experience what doesn't work, we understand that life is about learning. And how do we learn? We learn from observation. That's what we see. And then we learn from experience, experimentation. That's what we do. And then we learn from maturation. That's what we grow into. So we see what we don't want. We experience what we don't want to go back to. And we mature into where we want to go to. It's very important that the basis of all relationships are self. So you can have a relationship without you, but the best relationship that you'll ever have is with yourself. So you have that conversation with yourself. It's not about the five guys to stay away from. It's what you experience and what you deem becomes a fit for you. Once you determine what becomes a fit for you, then everybody else, you won't have the time because you realize how time is your biggest commodity. And so you understand what fits. And if it doesn't fit, you don't force it. So once you determine what is your fit, that is the most important thing in the world. But that's doing the work on you. That's doing the work with yourself. So you have to determine what becomes the best relationship that you can have with yourself. The best relationship that you can have with yourself is understanding that the basis of all relationships is self. Because you can't change anybody else. The only thing that can change is you. You cannot have a relationship without you. So once you understand that the best relationship that you'll have with yourself is you, you create good energy, and then when other things come around you that doesn't have the same energy, when the energy is wrong, the conversation won't be long.
That is understood.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for the call, guys. Thanks for calling in. We got to take this last caller before we switch gears here. We're talking about dating. We talk about love. We're talking about relationships. We have two
leaders
in the house. So, we have Reggie Rogers, the relationship coach, and we also have Xavier Smith, the dating coach. So, you know, we're getting a treat today, ladies. We're getting it from both ends. So, you know,
so we got one last caller left.
We got another caller
in the building. I'm gonna try to pronounce your name right. I believe it's Goldie Girl 10.
Another special guest talk to us about this money, honey. This cryptocurrency.
Goldie Girl 10 is my YouTube handle. Because I am watching.
Okay.
All right. I'm watching her live.
Who do we have on Instagram? Oh, we have Parkside.
Hey, Golden Girl 10 is on the line.
Yeah, BMK Sound. Hello, BMK Sound. Xavier, I know that it's a little bit of technical difficulties here, but I'm really enjoying the fact that you're on the show with us today, making sure that we are right and tight for this dating pool, this dating thing that we've been into, that we've kind of been thrust into with this whole COVID thing. And that's another question I wanted to ask you. What kind of advice can you give us dating in this post-COVID environment? It's kind of like not over. It's like it'll go post, like we're out of it, then we're in it again. And now we're into something even major like monkeypox or whatever. So we keep getting kind of jerked around. Mentally, emotionally, and I'm mature spiritually. We're kind of getting jerked around. So, what would you say to those who are kind of feeling like we're fish out of water, trying to date in this post-COVID, pre-COVID monkeypox environment?
Hello.
Okay. Be patient and have what?
Do you want me to hang up?
Okay, you said, I can't meet you because?
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, you're saying that this COVID environment, post-COVID environment, whatever, that we're in is a great time to reconnect because we can do it without rushing ourselves by, you know, meeting someone that's ultimately a stranger and putting ourselves in any kind of discomfort or danger. We're able to FaceTime, we're able to email, we're able to text now, we're able to kind of go back to old school and, you know, really getting to know someone before we start, you know, actively dating that person in the physical. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Yeah. And for yourself, do you find that more comforting when you can, you know, kind of, what is that, Zoom date people for the, for the meantime, or? So, I guess it saves money too, right? You like what? Okay, and so, but for those say for those who would like to date but don't have the resources or the finances to actually, you know, go out and actually patronize a venue or go to an event with another person, do you feel like they're finding more success in this post-COVID, pre-COVID, you know, environment that we're in? More safe and secure, I can imagine that. So, yeah, so that way you don't have to, you know, as a woman, you know, sometimes we're expected to do some things that we don't want to do because we, you know, got some dinner and a drink, you know, somebody paid for some dinner and drink or whatever. And then they, you know, on the other side might be like, well, I spent a lot of money and I didn't want to, you know, necessarily spend a lot of money to go home by myself. So with the dating environment that we're kind of in right now, we can all take our time to get to know each other and really expect before we even see one another. Is that what you're saying? Okay. All right. See, I'm a good interpreter. Okay. I mean, you know, we start doing sign language, I'll be good. You know, we can do this. Okay, we have another caller on the line, Golden Girl. She's the one that's earlier that said she had a question. She's on the line. She says, I definitely have a question. Golden Girl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Golden Girl, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Well, while they're getting that together, we actually, I do want to switch gears. You know, we're almost at the end of that of our time together, but I definitely want to talk about cryptocurrency before we go. Okay, I do have a question. I can ask the question for her right quick. She wants to ask, why do some men wait until they're in their mid-40s to 50s to decide to get married? And she says she'll just listen on Facebook for the answer. So why do men wait until they're in their mid-40s to 50s?
Okay.
Come on, talk about it. Yeah. I'm gonna let Reggie jump in on this question. I think it's a great question. Reggie, jump in on it for us real quick, and then so we can switch gears.
The truth of the matter is that we all know from history, women mature faster than men. So men typically don't shift gears until the age of 35. So when a man begins to shift gears at the age of 35, that's when he starts to say, okay, maybe I don't want to buy another car, a fancy car, a big house. Maybe it's time for me to start looking for a mate. But women have already shifted gears. And so in a woman's perspective and a mindset, she feels that it's taking him a little bit longer. But the truth of the matter is, ladies, you benefit if you get a man that's in a mature state. So if it takes him a little longer because he needs to mature and get into that state where he's actually ready, then you benefit from that. You don't want to get a mature, you don't want to get an immature boy and you marry because it's early in life. You want to get a mature man who is ready and has all of the play out of him. So you benefit if it's in his 40s, if it's in his 50s. So don't look at that in a negative. Look at that in a positive.
Well said. Very well said. I like it. It makes sense. It definitely makes sense that we benefit more from a mature man that's got all that play out of him. I'm with it. Exceptions. Yeah, there definitely are exceptions to the rule where there are some men that just mature early and they know what they want, you know, and so we may be so lucky to get those. But I'm glad you guys said it so I wouldn't have to throw any shade towards y'all men, okay, to say y'all always think, you know, the getting is good until y'all can't get it no more, and then y'all want to settle down and get somebody that old stuff that, you know. Anyway, what'd you say? My mic is out? Oh, wow. Can you guys hear me? Okay. All right. Okay. You know what? So let's switch gears. Thank you so much for talking about dating with us and the relationship. We women, we really want to know. I mean, we're confused a little bit. We all know what's going on. So we definitely want to know, and we love the insight that you guys were able to give us. I want to switch really quick into the cryptocurrency. I know that you've been doing it in Bay Area for at least 3 years now, if not more. You've made yourself a professional. You're good at this. You know this. This is in your DNA. I think this was meant for you. You've been day trading. Is that correct? Which is very exciting to me. Very, very exciting. Just the thought of being able to make money in your sleep is very exciting to me. And I kind of want to debunk some of the myths and the mystery about, you know, the actual cryptocurrency NFT trading platform and what that is and what it entails, and also help us avoid the scams and the scammers, because I know I get in my inbox all the time. Someone's trying to get me to come on their team, trade with them, send them my Cash App handle and all kinds of mess. And I'm like, no, just leave me alone. So you definitely, your company is legitimate, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about your company. And for the sake of time, I actually want to go ahead and bring Hirsch in so that he can speak to this as well. Hirsch, are you there? Oh, we got you. Welcome. Okay, I would ask if Xavier can kind of kick it off and let us know just very rudimentary what cryptocurrency actually is. And it's okay to talk to us like four-year-olds because we're really here to get the education today. Mm-hmm. That makes all the sense in the world. I mean, you gave us a great introduction to Hirsch. Hirsch, can you tell us a little bit about yourself before you dive right into the money, even though I love talking about the money, honey? but can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became a guru of, you know, I want to call you the crypto god, but they need you a little bit of that. So tell us about yourself and how you got into cryptocurrency. Okay. All right. And so now, okay, and then the company that you both are affiliated with, I should say, I don't want to start fact claiming and saying you guys are the owners and the builders and the pioneers, but you're definitely affiliated with the company. and what's the name of that company? Show that for us, please. Now, did you just say X? Did you just call him X? No, I mean X. That carries a lot of weight now. Carries a lot of weight, baby. Now X, just being called X, you know what that is. So. Yes. I am so excited about this cryptocurrency because like I said earlier, myself, I get a lot of, I wanted to know about it. I wanted to get into it. I didn't know where to start, I definitely wanted to stick my toe in. I didn't want to dive in head first. I've heard a lot of great things about it, but I've also heard, you know, not so great things about it. You know, I wanted to understand the dynamics of cryptocurrency and NFTs versus the stock market, and I understand how it's almost kind of one and the same, but different, and it has its different, I guess, its different properties in regards to navigating it, right? So I wanted to understand that, and I also wanted to understand how to get past the scams. Like, as I was saying, I keep getting inundated with, you know, people in my inbox. Every social media I have, you know, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, there's a collective of people that hit me up on a daily basis about crypto. And they'll say, hey, send me your Cash App because I just got a bonus and I'm going to pay out $1,000 to the next, you know, five people that sends me their Cash App. Like, literally, I get that one all the time. And I've gotten to the point where I just play with them back. Like, okay, scale much? You know what I mean? Like, shame on you being a person that's trying to take people's money and get people's credentials so that you can mess up their finances, knowing that we're in an environment like this. Like, shame on you for being that person. You must be sad to be that person. Like, you must be really a low life. Like, I'm sorry. But anyway, it was refreshing when I when I saw Xavier, and I was actually just kind of perusing TikTok, and I was just, you know, he comes up in my feed, and he was actually on live giving advice, doing exactly what he did today, giving advice to women in regards to dating and relationships with men. And he just happened to do a by the way, you know what I mean, by the way, go on my page, and you can click the link, and I'm doing crypto as well. The reason why that was more legitimate to me, if you will, is because, first of all, he's front-facing, he's an open book, he's on there live, he can withstand for anything that he's saying because he's right there. You can bring it to him, you can take it to him. So if he's going to lie, he's going to misrepresent himself or a company or, you know, finances, he can't hide. He cannot hide from that. And he's a very direct. When I went to the link, I clicked on the link, it took me to a portal where I was able to enter my information, and he was able to get right back to me. And so from there, we've been going from there, and everything has been legitimate, even the sign-up. Even when I signed up, I got my information right away, I got my course right away. I was able to interact with live people in regards to the teachings, and then there was a team. It's like I instantly had a team of people that was willing to help me. So I'm secure now. I know that I'm with a company that has my better interest in mind, because it only benefits you all to make sure that I'm a winner as well. So that was the difference with, you know, with your company. But other than that, I'm this person with all of these things in my inbox saying, hey, come play with me, come spend money with me, give me your credentials, and I'll make you rich. So how do we get past that, especially a newbie like myself that's trying to get into the game, and it took me about a year to even decide to start looking at this seriously because of the scams. Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If, you know, if they're a legitimate person or company, they wouldn't mind getting on a face-to-face with you type of call, especially with the technology that we have. So that makes sense. What do you know? Just out of curiosity, you may not know this, but what is it? What is it that they're actually doing when they're asking you for your credentials, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say like they're asking you for your bank account, but they're asking you for like your Facebook, I'm sorry, your Cash App handle, right? Like, what's your Cash App? That's the thing. That's what's always in the inbox. What's your Cash App? I'm going to send $1,000 to you. I'm going to send $2,000. Like, what is that? What is that? And it's always with people that you know already, like people that you're following already, or that follows you, or that you have interacted with. So it seems to me that they're getting hacked. It's not necessarily a stranger, you know, for all intents and purposes that are in my inbox. It'll always be with someone that maybe who's ever hacking seen me interact with before. You know, I even had a friend that she got hacked, and that was happening in my inbox, and later on she was like, hey, that wasn't me. You know, and I said, well, I figured as much. So what is it that what is the benefit of them actually getting your Cash App handle or whatever? Is that the introduction to getting information? Like, okay, if I get them to give me the Cash App, then I can get them to give me some more information. What is that? Have you even heard of that? Okay. Wow. Yeah, and you know what I like about, but what I also like about your company is that you send trades every day. So until we get the hang of it, you're like, here, try this, do this one. You can still make money, like you said, day one. Tell me about that concept. Why did you guys come up with that concept? Like, we're not only going to give them the lessons, we're not going to only give them the knowledge of how to become a day trader and understand cryptocurrency as well as NFTs. We're going and also teach them how to start their own business in the way of crypto and NFTs and so on and so forth. But you also said, let's get them paid every day. Let's give them an opportunity to get them paid every day. So, you know, tell me about that concept. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. No worries. It's funny how it goes hand in hand, right? You know, broken relationships and money, you know. Like, you know, the stability of a woman and money and crypto. So it's funny how it goes hand in hand. I think he hit the perfect career to, you know, to complement each other. So, yeah, goes hand in hand. You know, do you have a question, Lindsay? Okay. You know, I really want to spend more time with you guys doing this. We've had some difficulties getting started here. Want to spend way more time with you guys. We got to do this again. And Xavier, I got to get you out to LA. Come on and sit in the studio. and we'll have you guys back again for sure. There's a lot of questions that are still yet unanswered. There's a lot more we can talk about. I wanted to dive into the inner workings of cryptocurrency, but we'll save that for next time. That just means that you guys have to come back. And we would love to have you back here on 2020 Vision. I mean, everything is all smooth and worked out. So thank you guys, and thank you, Hurst, for coming on today. I know you have a busy schedule making that money. So, yes, thank you. Okay, you know, I want to talk about, before you go, Xavier, what's next for you. I want to show the people the website and the also the book. We didn't get a chance to really dive into your book, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it any injustice. So there it is on the screen, 5 Toxic Dating Styles, and you can find that on Amazon. Find it on Amazon, ladies. We would definitely, it's a good read, ladies. It's a good read, you know. Hey, Xavier is down with it. You know, he's down with the team. You know, he's team woman all the way. I'm with it. You know, like, yes, and we were going to, yes. We were going to get into some spiritual things and all of that, but we'll save that for next time, definitely. Also, if you could show his website, Steve, so that people can know where to go and get more information on what he's doing and how he's doing it. Find your happiness. That's the first thing. That's the first site. Find your happiness. So on his website, ladies, or anyone really, you're able to sign up. He even offers a free coaching session for the first time. So your first time with him, you know, you get to test it out like he was talking about earlier. You know, let's date first on Zoom, you know. See how that goes. That way you'll understand he's the real deal. So you can find him, what was the website again? Xaviertainment? Is it, what's the website? Say your website for us, Xavier. Love Live. You better stop talking about love on here. You better stop talking about love so much, young man.
Here's the website right here.
Okay. So lovelivebetter.squarespace.com. lovelivebetter.squarespace.com. And his book is on Amazon, and it's the 5 Toxic Dating Styles. Yes. So, Bigger, can you tell us really quick what's up for you next? What do you, what should we look forward? Are you doing another book? When can we tune into your live again so that we can get some information from you on dating? Tell us what you got going. That's all right. Okay, great. Is Hurst, do we still have Hurst there?
He left. Hurst left.
Oh, he left. Okay. Oh, I wanted him to say.
No, he left.
One last thing. Okay, and then Xavier, tell us how, if they are interested in doing cryptocurrency and actually taking some classes and learning about the the latest, greatest craze, the industry of cryptocurrency and NFTs. Tell them how they can connect with you and your company. Okay, so his IG is right there on the screen, ladies and gentlemen. IG at Xaviertainment. Slide into his DM, and he did say that this time. Just don't slide in there with no scam, you know. But you can,
Hurts.
You can definitely slide in there, though.
That's Hurt.
And then his IG is on there as well, Herc Adip. And, yeah. He also is Crypto Guru, you know, Mastery Academy, that's cranking out millionaires. And I would say they cranking out millionaires over there at Mastery Academy. So get in touch with these gentlemen, especially Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll set you straight. Xavier, can you leave the people with one final comment, last comment that you would like to leave the people with? Especially for the women that's out here trying to find love and the men that's out here ready to receive it. Definitely give us some last comments on that. Yeah, that's fun. I think that is the ultimate. Love is fun, too. You know what I mean? Love is happiness. So, yeah, have fun. It's related to love. Just love. Love, love, and love. Reggie, you want to leave one with the last comment?
Wow. I think that the best place to be is knowing that asking yourself the question, would you date you?
Mm.
Depending on your answer, that'll let you know where you are. If your answer is no, then you still need to do some more work. But if your answer is yes, then you feel like you've done the work. So look in the mirror, ask yourself the question, would I date me and would I be in love with me? And then that'll let you know where you are and what you need to do.
All right, now. Now, see, the question, the thing about that is I've asked myself that question. So the second part of that question is I would definitely be in love with you because I love you. But the first part of the question, it would be difficult. It would be difficult dating me because I love what I do, and I spend a lot of time doing it. And so when one might want my time, it may be difficult for me to share myself with other people because I love doing what I do.
So then in that scenario, what you do is you be patient, and you put out to the universe what you want, how it's going to look. So when you have that encounter, that person will have the patience to put up with who you are and what you do, because you've already threw out into the universe what you deem is a fit for you. So would you date you? You've already said how complicated and difficult it is. So therefore, now you know you got to have some patience with the person that the universe is going to send and wait for it. But while you're waiting for him, continue to do the work on you so when he does come, he doesn't see the difficulties and complications.
All right, now. Say that. Yeah. If you can write about now, we would need a hand clap. again, I want to thank you, Xavier, for coming on. Usually right about now, I have you do a drop at the end, but I may just have you do a video on your phone, and I can get it from you later because I don't want to – I don't want it to be disturbed by the glitchiness. So, but thank you so much for coming on. This is going to run all week. We're probably going to do some editing to it, but it's going to run all week. People get to see you, and we'll have you come back again. I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate your insight. And you guys, this has been another episode of 2020 Vision. My name is Amira the Songstress, and you can find me at Twitter at Amira the Songstress, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any platform that you want to listen to my music on at Amira the Songstress. And the message is what it always is, love, life, and light. just love, no matter what, just love. Love brings happiness. Love brings family. Love brings stability. And love does bring finance. Money does grow on trees, no matter what you heard. Paper, we use trees to make paper, and we use paper to make money. So it does grow on trees. So we're not about to run out of it any time. And when we start running out of your traditional money, we don't have crypto. So at the end of the day, there's enough wealth to go around. We should all be prosperous and in love. Love, life, and life, you guys. And remember, stay focused.
We'll leave him in there.
Leave him in. Is he in there?
Yeah, once this is
up. Just see, tell him I wanted him to make a, see if he can make, this is a drop, but he's not going to, just glitching.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him.
You want him to make the drop at a later time?
Yeah, I'll have him do it on the phone.
Okay.
All right, you guys, let me get back and do the music. We're getting the car and I'm leaving. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm back in like 2 days.
Oh, my God, yes. Your voice is perfect on the stream.
For what?
So her voice, her voice ended fine.
Well, hers wasn't too bad.
But the problem is that we have on our end, we have connection, like strong connection. And one, he's on Bluetooth, and there's a delay, but... I'm gonna have to.
What she asked him was really the spot. If he could have come back with the different type of the plug-in,
oh, well,
would have been a lot better.
Well, Buddy uses the plug-in.
Yeah.
Because we have Buddy Lewis called in every week, and there's no same connection. In fact, his is probably a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Like
a,